gonna get started. Good morning, everyone. We have a very short agenda for the Planning, Development, and Real Estate Committee meeting this morning. I want to call our committee meeting to order. You have an agenda in front of you. I move for approval of the agenda of the May 14, 2009 Planning, Development, and Real Estate Committee. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mrs. Zimmerman. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next action item is the approval of minutes of the April 9th, 2009 meeting. I move the approval of those minutes. Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion? Great. This committee is moving with speed this morning. Our third item is the approval of the minutes of the April 23rd, 2009 meeting. I move the approval of the minutes. Is there a second, Mr. Benjamin?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Benjamin. All in favor?
Aye.
Any discussion?
We're getting a lot of votes for these.
Yes. We have one action item matter on the agenda, and that's the FY10 on-call consultant contract. I'm going to turn this over to our general manager.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Actually, David Couch is going to make this presentation this morning. Again, before we start, every year we come forward with these contracts, and some of the contracts are reaching their option years. As we do that, it's our intent to go out to rebid the contracts just to make sure that we're getting the best possible rate given the economic situation around the country, and also just to provide opportunities for all firms to participate in the work that we do. Having said that, Mr. Couch is going to make the presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Cato. As Mr. Cato has said, this is the purpose of this. It's the really our last year of our two major on-call engineering consultants. They were set up to mirror the Metro Matters program, and this is the fifth increment for FY10. So the first is the on-call consultants that provide our normal support. The second really is an amendment to the FY09 program to mirror what's required on the Glenmont parking garage. In that business model, we will be using, starting later this month, the on-call consultant to provide the construction management services in support of the Glenmont parking structure that was awarded in March. We've gone to a different business model and no longer have the resources in-house to be able to do that construction management service. So it's a dual purpose for this briefing. To go through the benefits page, basically this avoids us having to have staff inside the agency. It also gives us the ability to draw on specialized consultants in the cases that we've had this past year. Some of that required detailed support from consultants that specialize in welding procedures, for example. So it gives us that ability to have that instant reach out and availability of the services. On the saving side, it eliminates the hiring process, and it also eliminates the multiple procurement processes that we would have to have if we had a tremendous number of specialized consultants. By way of background, this did start in 2005. With the Metro Matters program, we selected the on-call consultants with five-year contracts. One is our general engineering services, and the second one really was intended to be for the planning and development, the new starts type of projects. Each year, funds are committed as the tasks are issued. They're all contained within the budget. So this reviews the overall program on an annual basis. For FY10, there are six principal components to the general architectural and engineering services line item. The first is the base Metro Matters infrastructure renewal program. In this area, the primary support this year is going to be something called Book of Plans development in train control rooms, where we currently have basically paper copies that need to be brought into the current age and have electronic and retrieval of documents. We'll also be doing work at Silver Spring for replacement of the train control room. So there's a lot of specialized support that's in the first item for the Metro Matters base program. Under Metro Matters rail cars, it's really a procurement support to close out of the existing program. The reimbursable projects contain support for the Roslyn enhancements at the entranceway, and also support for the Dulles project as we now move forward in support of MWA. The operating budget component really comes into specialized help that we do not have in-house. It goes to corrosion control, stray current, and welding. So it's an allowance that's there that is, allows us to be able to deal with the situations that come up through the fiscal year and get that instantaneous engineering support to be able to provide solutions to operational problems as they occur. We have a small amount in here this year for support of ARA. It really is for support to go forward with the Bus 2 project, some platform work and security that's part of the stimulus program. So the total projected for this particular consultant this year under this contract would be the $14.1 million, which is a little less than half of what the projection has been in previous years. It's been continuing to tail off as we go forward and complete the engineering part of the Metro Matters program. The second consultant really is the futuristic, the new starts. There's two components to that this year. The principal one is the start of the Columbia Pike NEPA and PE process. That's in essence the bulk that's in there, and then a small amount for the bus corridor planning project. So the total for this one is 4.8 projected for this year.
Question for Mr. Zimmerman.
When you say new starts in the heading, you're using that, I assume, generically.
Yes, when we
starts,
correct.
Federal.
Correct. When we set these up, Mr. Zimmerman, in 2005, we were hopeful that there was going to be more of a new starts component to the program. That really hasn't materialized. It was just the banner that we put the contract under.
Well, partly because there haven't been a lot of new starts things going forward, because there hasn't been a federal, incentive on the federal side. Presumably with new authorization and new programs, there may be more reason for people to enter federal process. But it also may not be new starts in the literal sense implied there, and I think that's why you have a quotation on that. Mm-hmm. Columbia Pike project, if it goes for federal funding, would likely be under, well, now it would be small starts, or whatever they actually wind up doing in the bill, which might be a street park. But anyways, the point is, this is for anything involving federal process that somebody might want to be going for federal grant.
Exactly.
Thank you.
The funding basically is contained in the FY10 budget, or in a couple places we've got some areas that roll in from previous years. We have fully reimbursable projects that are the Roslyn example, and also Glenmont, that are contained in the program. And with that, the recommendation takes us to authorization for the FY10 on-call program and authorization to utilize as part of FY09 the construction management support that will be necessary for the implementation of the Glenmont parking structure.
So before we take action on that, I have a couple of questions and I open it up. Mr. Linton had his hand up first. Why don't we go with you?
I was going to make motion to move it.
Second. Just before we call up for the vote. It's my understanding that this is a five-year contract, the fifth year of a five-year contract?
Yes, sir.
What was the total not-to-exceed amount to this contract?
It's been done in, it was not a not-to-exceed amount for the contract. It's been based on annual work programs. There was a minimum guarantee at the beginning of the five-year contract. It was in the general range, if I recall, of $20 million. But this has been more of a building block as we went through. It wasn't put together as a not-to-exceed.
You said earlier, I think it's page one or page two of your presentation, that there is some significant savings from weren't using consultants versus staff. Have you been able to quantify those savings? I apologize, you may have done this before, but I'm coming late to the dance.
What we're able to do, I don't have a dollar figure in my mind that I could give you, but what it does is it allows you to bring in support that you may need for a project that's only a few weeks long or several months long. That's a considerable savings compared to having to have all of the different engineering disciplines on staff that you would have on a full-time basis. That's one example of how you have the savings.
Yeah, I think it would be helpful to know going forward actually what that number looks like. If you're going to ask us to approve these kinds of actions, it would be great to know what the amount of the savings that Metro is actually benefiting.
Now, you have triggered a question or an answer. I think, in to some degree, you're correct. You are late to the dance. I think when this was originally put in place, there was an effort to show what the savings were as per contracting this out and having internal engineering staff. And I think it most significantly, at one point, we were in a major building mode. And when you have a major building mode, then there's some cost efficiencies that you can gather when you have in-house engineering staff. But we're not there now. And so some of the efficiencies allows you, one, to get the specialty that you need from engineering companies, two, that may be specific to a project, and two, the idea of being able to bring them on an as-needed basis rather than having that continuous overhead in the United Major Building. So I think those were the kind of concepts that were discussed.
Thank you, Mr. Linton. Any other question or comments? So it's been moved by Mr. Linton, seconded by Mr. Zimmerman. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Action approved. The final item on our agenda is the subsequent planning, development, and real estate committee agendas. We can all take a look at that at our leisure. Is there any other business to come before the committee? Hearing none, our committee is adjourned.